You can choose to think more creatively. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lily Zhu, assistant professor in the Department of Management, Information Systems, and Entrepreneurship at Washington State University, explores how.
Many people believe that the ability to come up with creative ideas graces only some talented individuals and not most others. However, creativity is actually a skill that can be strengthened, even for people who don't consider themselves creative. My recently published research found that simply reinterpreting a frustrating situation can enhance the creativity of conventional thinkers. When you look at emotional situations in a different light, there is an element of creativity to this. You're breaking away from your existing perspectives and coming up with a new way of thinking. We first ran a survey that found that those who ranked higher on creativity tended to reinterpret emotional events more often in their daily life. We then ran two experiments in which participants encountered emotion-evoking situations and were given instructions to either suppress their emotional response, distract themselves, or look at the situation through a different lens. Some other participants were given no instructions on how to manage their feelings. In a subsequent creative idea generation task, conventional thinkers who looked at the situation through a different lens came up with ideas that were more creative than those who used suppression, distraction, or received no instructions at all. Our research indicates that people can practice flexible thinking every day when they experience negative emotions. Although people may not always have control over the external circumstances, they do have the liberty to choose how to cope with emotional situations, and they can do so in ways that facilitate their productivity and well-being.
That was Lily Zhu of Washington State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.